We're going to go ahead and start our celebratory gathering and event tonight by inviting our dear brother, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom, for the recitation of the word of Allah, the Holy Quran, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
There's just three verses I had selected today. These are all three verses, 21, 22, and 23, from Surah Ahzab. These ayahs have a particular resonance with those who wish to align their own attitude with the attitude of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so we see that this verse says, there has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern, uswatun hasana, for those who hope for Allah and the last day, and those who remember Allah often. Now, have you ever thought about what it means to have the Prophet as the best example? We've all heard this verse before. Surely in the Messenger of Allah, you will find the best example. But here, Uswa is translated as pattern. And what I'd like to propose to you today is that we're actually not talking about an example per se, but we're talking about a pattern. We see that the life of the Prophet took a certain road and a pattern. And we need to identify what that road and pattern was and then fall into sync with it in perfection. Now, the Prophet is not uswatun hasana. He's not the perfect pattern or perfect example for everybody. According to this verse, he is a perfect pattern for people who have three things. Liman kana yarjullah, the one who hopes in Allah. He loves Allah and so he wishes to see Him. He wants to be with Allah. He wants to meet His Creator and His Lord. That's the first thing. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ He hopes for the last day. He has a profound love for that which is hereafter. And in opposition to that, he abandons that which is dunyawi. That's the second one. And the third one is, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا He remembers Allah often. He thinks about Allah all the time. And there are certain things that we can do to help us to remember Allah all the time. Certain small mustahab acts. For example, before you enter the masjid, you enter with the right foot. When you're leaving, you leave with the left foot. For example, something that we do all the time, every day, we visit the bathroom. It's mustahab to enter the bathroom in the opposite way. Enter with the left foot and leave with the right foot. These little things may seem insignificant, but this is how we can become those who dhakarallahu kathira. Dhakarallaha kathira, those who remember Allah often. Now, going back to this pattern of the life of the Prophet, let's go to the next verse and see what it says about that pattern. And it says, and look at the attitude that the believers are supposed to have. And when the believers saw the Ahzab, they saw these huge companies. They saw huge armies ahead of them. Did they get scared? No. They said, this is what Allah and His Messenger had promised us. And Allah and His Messenger spoke the truth. And it increased them in faith and acceptance. Now that we've got that meaning in our minds, let's recite the Arabic so that that meaning goes down into our hearts, insha'Allah.
وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما.
We see here that the actual attitude the believers are supposed to have when they enter into the battlefield, following the pattern of the Prophet who also went into the battlefield, and you see that there's loads of enemies and we're very much outnumbered, what is the attitude we're supposed to have? We're supposed to say, this is what Allah and the Messenger promised us. And Allah and His Messenger spoke the truth. And seeing this will actually increase us in Iman and Taslim, belief and submission. Now the final verse I want to recite is the 23rd verse. It says, among the believers are men true to what they promised Allah. And among them is he who has fulfilled his vow to the death, he's been martyred. And among them is he who waits for his chance. And they did not alter the terms of their commitment by any alteration.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
One question I want to leave everybody with to contemplate over is, which one of these categories do we fall into? Are we, first of all, among those who have been solemn to the vow that we have made to Allah? Are we going to be among those who get martyred, or are we going to remain as those who wait for their chance for martyrdom?
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azeem.